Martin, what's your overall thoughts then after that?
I've got to say, it's an element of disappointment. They hadn't been anywhere near our goal in the second half. There was no threat. And then one long throw into the box and they've scored where we didn't win the first header. And as we all know, defending that second header inside the six-yard box is always going to be difficult if you don't win that first header. Apart from that, they hadn't been anywhere near our goal up until that point. We were very, very comfortable. Most of the game was being played down around their box or near their end of the pitch. Perhaps we lacked a bit of quality at times, but I suppose when I watched the video of the Maidstone away game, this game was always going to be a test of people's character, test of people's guts to come and play on one of these pitches and not get overruled and overrun, outpowered, outfought. And the other team, they do play very well on here. They do play very well. They know how to play on it. And it wasn't pretty to watch. It wasn't good to watch. But it was an effective game plan that we had and we put it into place. But we knew we had to defend set plays better than that.
I was going to say, how difficult do you think it is to play on a pitch like this for players, sides that aren't used to it?
Well, I thought our players acquitted themselves very well to it. There's no doubt about that. There was no one. There was a lot of tackles flying in. There was a lot of challenges flying in. It's very. It's a different type of game of football. There's no doubt about that. And when they're used to it all the time and train on it all the time, then it's going to be difficult and different for the other teams. I grew up on it, so it's never been a big deal for me. But I used to know that the opposition, half of them, never fancied it. And I can only say that after watching the video of the Maidstone away game, I didn't think the Eastleigh players, that they fancied it. But today, I thought we competed from front to back, made a couple of little errors that have cost us dear. And we still had chances in the second half there to have won it. When James Constable, with 10 minutes to go, had a free header from 6 yards. I thought that if that had gone in, then the game would have been over.
Sam Uggleton came in and made his debut. How impressed were you with him this afternoon?
Well, he's perfect for these pitches. You know, with that 60-yard throw, the ball ends up down in the final third more often than not. And it takes the home team back into their own final third, or own defending third. He wasn't beaten 1v1 defensively as a left back, which is key. He won his headers. He's tidy in possession. He's got much better as a player over the last 2 years. His level of improvement is fantastic. There's a lot more to come from the young lad. I think he's still only just 20, so there's a lot more to come from him. We're getting better, I think. I think that's 4 games unbeaten now. And as we could see there for the last 20 minutes, we played with 3 up on the halfway line, hoping to get another goal. You know, because I still want these wins that are going to take us and challenge.
And Macclesfield now Tuesday night, free entry for all. How much are you looking forward to that now after today?
Oh, that's a fantastic move by the chairman to do that, to give the people, you know, after an expensive Christmas, give them a free ticket. We'll make some changes on Tuesday night. Some of the lads that haven't played today now will come in and we'll freshen it up. It's not always easy playing on here physically as well as mentally. So some new lads will come into our team and we'll put something together on Monday and give it a real good account of ourselves for what I imagine is going to be a big crowd, because, you know, we really do need to win this game now.